The mission of this connected podcast is to connect generations and situations about faith, life, and whatever comes along the way. To not necessarily agree, but again, be listened to. These conversations share the different perspectives of me and my guest. You, of course, are always welcome to agree or even disagree, but as always, we hope that it is done in charity. Welcome to This Connected.
Different points of view and highs and lows, a new perspective everywhere you go. Open up your mind, drown out the noise, and see if this connected. And see if this connected.
Fam, we have another series, another episode in our series called I Love Youth Ministry A to Z. We are actually on the letter G, and we have a show for you tonight. We just don't know what we're going to do. But anyways, we have actually people who know what they're going to do. They've been doing this for quite a while, and they're going to tell you all about it. I have some wonderful guests all the way. We are in virtual location in North San Bernardino with Our Lady of Assumption's young adult ministry called Boundless. You know, friends, the name Boundless, every time I see these names of young adult ministries, I literally believe, like, there must be a lot of Protestants all around this area, because there's some beautiful names out here, Boundless. And to find out that they are Catholic, even better. So, friends, family, I want to introduce to you the members, some of the members of Boundless Young Adult Ministry. I have Bethany, I have Catherine, I have Marley, and I have the one guy, he's Irish, Andrew. And so, guys, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hello, everyone. My name is Catherine. I'm one of the facilitators for Our Lady of the Assumption's Boundless Ministry, and it's so great to be here with all of you.
So how long have you been in the ministry, Catherine?
Well, let's see. I think I kind of joined when Boundless was starting up back in like maybe 2017, 2018, around there. Well, I joined like in 2018, but then I moved out of the country. I moved to China. So I was out in China for 1 year teaching English, and then I moved back last August. And so then I reconnected again with Boundless. And honestly, I've been active ever since, but I became a facilitator in like when COVID started, basically. That's when I kind of started being more active, I guess, as a leader and like taking more of leadership role. And I love it. I wasn't sure if I could do that, but I'm so glad that Boundless welcomed me and gave me that opportunity to be here in ministry and to also not just be here in support of Boundless, but also even help me grow my faith. It's made the difference for me in this time and allowed me to see myself in the eyes of Jesus. So thank you, Boundless, for that.
Wow. Well, you know, crazy thing is, first thing I just heard is, you went to China?
Yes.
Do you have to speak? Do you know Chinese?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I know enough to say, for example, like I learned the word for no more when there was no more boba.
No.
I was kind of sad that day. So they were trying to tell me there was no more. So the word for no more is meola. Meola means no more. So that was, I thought that was cool. So after that, whenever I would hear mayo or meola, I'm like, okay, got it. You know,
it's more like you've had too much. You know, we have no more for you. You've had too much. You go
but
home
you know,
now.
That was a strange part. Like in China, I guess they only make a certain amount. I don't know if it's per day or per week. So when they get to that point, then after that, like there's no more. And I would only have boba once a week. So that was like my thing after I would go grocery shopping. That was the thing I would go get. And then that day I was like, man, it doesn't even feel like a great Friday because I wasn't able to get my fill of boba for the week.
Dude, that is so crazy. How many of you guys just had this image of the Progressive commercial? You guys see that Progressive commercial where that guy has like, you know, showing pictures in a slideshow and he's like doing this in different countries? I totally now picture Catherine with that and the rest of us going like, you went to China? So, you know Muay Thai? It's like all these secrets at Catherine. She's not only like the real jovial person. Dude, I just looked at you and it's like, she's just the crack up of the group. You traveled. I mean, for one year, I'm like, was it by yourself?
Yes. So I only knew the person who helped me get to the school where I worked at. She was the only one that I knew. And then I got to the school, didn't know anybody, but I did end up making some friends that I still keep in touch with. They're all foreigners, so they're not all from China. One was from Canada, the other one France, and the other one was from Jamaica. The one that's from Jamaica, she's still teaching in China, but she's teaching in another part in China now. So it's pretty cool.
So was that mainland China or was that Taiwan?
Yeah, mainland China. So I was in, to be exact, I was in Guangxi province, which is right next door to Guangzhou. And Guangzhou province or Guangzhou area is next to Hong Kong. So the way I would usually go in would be by way of Hong Kong. And then I would take a bullet train to my little village in the countryside because I was actually in the countryside. And this place was called Yangshuo. So I love Yangshuo. Yangshuo is also very famous for rock climbing. So if you have any friends that are rock climbers, they probably have heard of Yangshuo because this was the destination for any rock climbers. Like this was like on their bucket list to go see. And yep. And I did meet a lot of people who were rock climbers. I like to go watch my friends rock climb. I don't know why. I was so fascinated by it. The one time I tried to rock climb, I freaked out. So I couldn't do it. I said, today's not the day to do it, but I'm determined to someday climb, do some rock climbing because it just looks so cool.
Yeah, that's like me in skiing. I love watching people ski. I just don't. So I'll wait for you in the bar. But how many of you guys, Bethany, Andrew, Marley, how many of you guys like had that question when you finally found out that Catherine went to China? It's like my first question is, how'd you go to church, or were you even allowed to, or did you have to like sign a waiver that says I will not share my faith?
I signed that. Actually, that was part of my contract. When I signed a contract for the school I taught at, that was one thing, one of the stipulations on there. And if I violated that stipulation, then I could lose my visa and get deported. So I was very careful about sharing my faith. And you know what's so interesting? I had students ask me, why are you so happy? Because this jovial person you see, I was also like that over there. But I did come across a lot of Chinese people who weren't always so jovial or excited about life for some reason, right? But that was one of the questions that I would get asked quite a bit. Like, why are you so happy? I was like, what is there not to be happy about? We're alive, you know? But the truth was, what I really wanted to say is, I'm happy because I love God and I have Jesus in my heart and he loves you too, you know? But I just said it in the way of like, yeah, I'm happy because it's so great to be alive. But the truth was, I could feel like the Holy Spirit telling me like, this is what you should say. So maybe somebody will pick up on that joy too, you know? So that was one of the ways that I guess I shared my faith, is by sharing my joy with other people.
Yeah, I could just see a little person from there, you know, a Chinese student going up to you, but who could love a person like me? And your answer would be like, Beezus?
Seriously, yeah. And then I love to pray for my meals and do the sign of the cross. So when I was out there, I would like just do it in my head, I guess, without people necessarily noticing. And I would carry a rosary, but I had the rosary kind of hidden, so nobody really saw it. But I did have a bracelet. If you saw the bracelet, you look close enough, you would recognize the Saint Benedict, because it was the Saint Benedict medals. So, but no one really looked. So, and the officials were too busy to necessarily pick everything out. So it's not like they would notice that I was carrying these items, you know, but I did have those with me, just not out, you know, in public or in plain view, I guess.
Wow. That's actually, I wish I could do that. But I'm glad you did it, you know, very much a Saint Francis Xavier going on there. you know, such as our Colombian priests who went to China to be missionaries and were kicked out because of the communist government. But, you know, I like to say that hopefully one day that they will have that freedom to worship.
Yeah.
But it's, I hope. So what about you guys?
Hi, my name is Bethany Foss, and I helped develop Boundless back in 2017 with Miss Kathleen Australia. I remember just, I wasn't even supposed to be at church this early, but I was, and I just walked into her office because I noticed that she was in there, and I just sat down in one of her chairs. And this is when her office was like, what was it? A converted, it was like a bathroom.
It was like a closet bathroom.
Yeah, it was really small. And she had like two chairs in there, and I just sat down. And then she asked, hey, Bethany, do you want to help, you know, create this young adult group? And then I just said, sure, you know, without even thinking. And she said that Alex Australia, which is her daughter-in-law, helped also. She was one of the founding facilitators. And I was like, okay, so what's going to happen? I've never done this before. I was like 21 at the time. And I was like, I'm a fairly young adult. I was like, I don't know how to do this. And so we were discussing it. And she said, well, first, we're going to have monthly adoration. I was like, I am down for adoration at any time, you know? And I was like, okay, but why are we doing monthly adoration? And then she said, because when she asked seminarians, like, what led you to pursue the priesthood? They said it was retreats and adoration. And so I love that Boundless is now centered around, you know, adoring the Eucharist. And it's been kind of hard right now because we can't have any devotional gatherings. And so we can watch it online, but it's not the same. But so we can't wait to be able to go back in person and continue that. But also, so in addition to adoration, we also had monthly young adult events. And so we would just have like random events. Like we would go to the Doyle's house and we would go swimming like every July. That's kind of like an annual thing now, but we would have Lexio Divina, or we would just gather and hang out after adoration. And so what I love about our ministry is that we represent all different types of young adult groups, because a young adult as defined in our diocese is 18 through 39. And so we have people who are literally sometimes seniors in high school, or they just graduated high school. So we have the 18, 19-year-olds. But then we have people who are 39 that come and they enjoy our events. And so I've always liked that Boundless created this welcoming community. And I feel like our community has just expanded exponentially because everything is virtual now. So now we meet every Tuesday. And I mean, we have people from the high desert, from the low desert, from Korea, from Texas, like all of these people come to our events. And it is just so spectacular. And I mean, this ministry has just blossomed since 2017. So it used to be just Alex and me, and then Andrew and Ashley, his wife, joined. And then Catherine joined, and then recently Marley joined, and we're all different. We're all different types of young adults. So like I'm single, and Andrew and Ashley, they're married, and Marley has a beautiful daughter, and Catherine
divorced. I'm divorced, and nobody knows my age. No one ever knows how old I am. Nobody knows where I came from. I mean, I was doing this ministry back in 2009 when I was a freshman in high school. I wasn't even supposed to be doing it. And then we didn't even have a title for us back then. We just would do music ministry, and we would be asked to go with Chris and like the Australians to do music ministry at different churches. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. And they'd be like, they need something. Marley, you want to do this? Yes, let's do it. I got my license. I was at the church every single day when I was 16. So, and then I moved away and I got married and then I came back. And so now I came back and it's like an organized group and it's great. Now I just like, they have lots of stuff for me to do all the time. So I'm at the church once again, almost every day. So.
And Marley is so unique and she's so beautiful and she just comes with so many talents. So she is a great addition to the facilitators.
Wow. You know, it's beautiful you guys do that because that is a struggle for young adult ministries. You know, because there are young adult ministries that then have that group that's just college students. And then there's like young adult ministries where they have like Andrew who have like a toddler and it's like, I need a support group. Yeah. It's like that Catholic young adult ministry with, you know, with drool on their shoulders and things like that. And then there's like, you know, as you said, 18 to 39, you know, you're looking like what parent who still has their 18-year-old at home wants to send them out where there's a 39-year-old man who's single as well. I'm like, you know, creepy. You know? But you guys have seemed to have found some way to, as you said, put all this together and make it work and not make it cringy or not make it awkward, because there are a lot of young adult ministries that don't succeed because they don't know how to make it fit. So what's your secret?
I think a little bit of that. And my name's I'm Andrew Doyle. And so I've been around the young adult ministry in like all of its variations since we started. I'm kind of the guy that's always been there, but I helped. I was one of the first in our youth ministry program that kind of started back in like 2005, back when Chris Estrelli and I were like still in high school. Since then, you know, it's just kind of been this longing, you know, there's the unique thing with Our Lady of the Assumption is we're really close to Cal State San Bernardino. And so we get a lot of people who do kind of come in and, you know, maybe they're spending time on campus there. And so they're away from their home parish and they are looking for something to get involved in. You know, we do have a pretty strong youth ministry and youth choir in that program. And so we have a lot of students who kind of finish that and they go, okay, you know, now what's next? Like I'm not fitting into this high school thing anymore. What else can I do? And then, you know, what it's really kind of come down to is it just the ministry gravitates around a few of us that, you know, are continuing to be active at our church and in ministry and really wanted to find other people who were interested in being around church and focusing their life on that as well. And I think, you know, Bethany and Alex have done a really good job of kind of fostering that spirit that is, you know, it's Eucharist and Christ centered. And then we just kind of enjoy each other's company beyond that. And we have fun. One of the things that's been really cool with having to move this to distance stuff, you know, all the troubles that come with it. And everybody knows just what a crazy year we've had because of it. But we've been able to see people like Marley who can come back to this thing that, you know, years ago was, you know, something small and now is, you know, it's weekly and it's more involved. And we've got, you know, different kind of nights. We've got a bunch of other members too, who, you know, because they're adults and they're not here every week and that's okay. But they know that they can always come back and kind of check in when they do have a free night. And maybe we're doing, you know, Alexio Divina and we're studying something, or maybe we're just taking a social night and we're going around sharing what drink we've got because it's been that kind of week and it's only a Tuesday. you know, it just kind of depends on what the night is, but you know, we enjoy each other's company. And I think that's the thing that kind of keeps it going as well.
That's wonderful. You know, from doing this podcast and doing it more with you know, I did youth ministry and middle school ministry. And there's just so much that you can do with middle schoolers and high schoolers. But when you get to young adult and having conversations, it's so much more, you know, what I say is there's so much more freedom to be able to do certain things that you're constrained with limitations with high school and middle school ministry. And you guys have seemed to have found that niche to expand it. And, you know, to say that COVID-19 and distance learning and virtual ministry has been such a blessing to a lot of communities, because it's allowed them to be seen and to connect with all these other people all over the world and say, I have a connection now with this group that before, basically, your ministry revolved around your parish boundaries. And sometimes you're like, we're running low and pretty dry in our parish community. You know, and now you guys are actually being missionary disciples in a virtual way. And so I actually think that this was a gift from God to say, this is actually the new evangelization, you know, like literally I was sitting down in this room, usually by myself because my family is outside the room singing awkward Disney songs, but I'm like, this literally is the new evangelization. You know, you guys are doing the new evangelization, evangelizing through virtual ministry and then bringing them back home with you. And you know, wouldn't it be cool one day if you guys had one of your events and say it's Andrew's swimming pool and all of a sudden all these people came from all over the world and your wife is like, Andrew? Who are these strangers inside my pool?
Did you hear sorry, Andrew.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, she just needs to make sure that, you know, that I would have had enough time to get burgers and hot dogs and, you know, some salad and stuff for everybody. And then I think we'd be fine with wherever they come from.
Someone send me his address.
No, there was a modern saint in Italy that is actually being looked into being canonized because his body was found completely like purified and kept like looking like, yeah, like he was still alive, and he's going to be like one of our first saints from like 2004. Yeah. And I think that's just like so soul shaking, yeah, that somebody that was within our time, yeah, could be, yeah, an evangelist in this way with the internet. So like that gives me hope. Like we can actually do this. Like we're capable. Like
Venerable Carlos Acutis.
Yes.
He was, I think, 15 when he died of leukemia. And he's, what cracks me up is he's the typical 15-year-old. You know, can you imagine, you know, you get buried and you're wearing a hoodie and a pair of Nikes?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, literally, a body that's been incorruptible, you know, over 15 years, or it was, you know, 16 years since he was first buried. And he's wearing a sweatsuit or whatever it was. It's a beautiful image.
He took advantage of the internet in 2004, 2003, when it was like super slow. So I heard this story today and I was just like, wow, I'm so behind. Like I have not even taken full advantage of what we have here yet. So thank you for letting us do this. Like,
I literally sent that picture to every single, you know, 15, 16 year old youth. It's like, this is you. This is literally you. It's like, this is you. You could do it. Look at this guy. And they're like, well, maybe. There's no maybe. It's been done. Your generation gonna become saints. And so, you know, that's just amazing. So Marley, you know, what about you? You know, where did you go and how did you find your way back, you know?
I had a St. Augustine moment, you know. I kind of went, well, I always grew up in the faith. I've been in private school, kindergarten through college, and I've always had a relationship with Jesus. However, it was like, I knew that it was the truth when I was younger, but I hadn't hit any really hard moments directly to kind of test that. I feel like I kind of just breezed through everything. And then when I got married to the wrong person and I experienced a lot of abusive moments in life, then I was like clinging, like, God, where are you? I need you. I need you. And I felt like a zombie in my body. And then it was because my faith was nowhere to be found. So after I had that those few years of going through that marriage and like divorcing, I had this beautiful year of silence so far in 2020, and I feel like God was in that silence. And I had an awakening in a way, like, what are you doing? I heard the voice of God telling me, you know what, you can have a relationship with me and it can be better if you come back home, if you come back home and do this the right way. And I did. And I changed my major. I'm a theology major right now. I just went back to school this year. I went back in choir, and I was going to nursing at Cal Baptist in Riverside. And then COVID happened and I couldn't have my labs in person. And then I had this awakening and I was like, why didn't I study theology? Like, I've been so passionate about this my whole life. Like, why didn't I just choose this to begin with? And so now that's what I've heard to, you know, that's being asked of me to study. So that's what I'm doing. And it brought me back home. So I'm really grateful for this silent moment in 2020, because it brought me back to God.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I just had to turn in my paper before midnight. and it was on hermeneutics and exegesis. And I was really questioning, at my age, you know, I'm not like looking for a profession. Why am I torturing myself to go through theology classes?
And they're so great, though.
and I'm like, it's not really needed to podcast.
Yeah. When you're writing a paper, though, I feel like it's just like, but then when you're actually just reading it, just to read it, I feel like it's amazing, you know?
You know, I agree with you. It's just, you know, when you're writing a paper and you're waiting for that inspiration, you know, that Holy Spirit, and you're saying to yourself, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, and the Lord is not saying anything. And you're down to 6 hours to go to write this 5, 6, 7 page paper. And you're like, I got nothing, Lord. I got nothing. And then you're left with a temptation.
You start typing the Our Father.
Yeah. And then you're left with a temptation. Like, how many young adults do I have who I know who are in college who are really great writers? And would it be much of a sin if I asked them to write this for me? And then the young adults that you walk with will say, no, that's a sin. I was like, I know, I was just testing you. But yeah, I just have so much fun with faith. I don't know about you guys, but do you guys have fun in your faith? Some people say, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, the Catholic faith is like super boring. By the way, Bethany, I just got to say that the first time I found Boundless was you praying. And I was like, oh, so cool. They have like a 12-year-old middle schooler doing the prayers.
I know. Nobody knows how old Bethany is either. I love it. How old are we?
We went, did Zoom around the world with Mary. And then I found out that, oh my goodness, she's a psychologist. I was like, and then I thought to myself, wow, a 12-year-old psychologist. But literally, Bethany, you had everyone fooled. I think everyone who's ever watched you pray, it's like, why is that kid, you know, she's always doing the prayers, how so cool, until they find out your age. That is just so, it just cracks me up. It's one of those funny moments in my life where I'm like, she's not even Asian. There is no political correctness in this podcast. So where were we?
We have fun with our faith. Yes. Yeah. I, you know what? I feel like, okay, the other day I got in, a few weeks ago, I got in my car, right? You know, now, like, because I feel more confident to talk to Jesus. I felt like I could see Jesus getting on the passenger side, putting on his seatbelt. Like, I was actually seeing this. And Mama Mary was in the back doing the same thing. And I said, Jesus, I bet you missed those days where I was quiet, where I wouldn't talk to you. And it's like I could hear Mama Mary go, and Jesus just looks at me, really? You're going to say that? I was like, I'm just kidding. I was like, don't take me yet. You know, that kind of thing. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel God humors us in so many ways. Things happen, you know, and then you just laugh about it. Maybe in the moment, it's not funny. But then, you know, you think about it later and it's something to laugh about, really. You know, I think there's time where we should be serious. And then there's other times where, man, just let God humor you. Let him make you laugh, you know, or you make him laugh. You know, I feel like God has those scratch in the head moments a lot with us, you know. But at the same time, he also wants to pick us up and just hug us and love us, you know.
Dude, Catherine, do you guys have an image of her statue and what she's going to be the patron saint of? Saint Catherine, the patron
communication.
Saint. No, the Saint Catherine, the patron saint of jocularity. and that's literally her statue is going to be one of those where she's just holding her belly and just leaning back and laughing with a caption that says, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, it's like the brand new church, and it's just, you know, comedy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love to laugh. I don't know if you can tell, but yeah. And I love to, you know, I love it when I hear other people laugh, you know, and, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, I do become the butt of jokes because I say something that, like, you know, you're so smart, but sometimes, you know, I don't know what's going on in your head sometimes, you know, but I love it. It's all good.
a genuine fool for Christ, right?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. When I did youth ministry, our summer training was called, you know, being a fool for Christ. And so a section of it, the second day, was how to be a fool for Christ. So they had to do stupid things. And if you're not laughing at yourself by the end of this, then you weren't made to serve, because you're just darn too serious. You're already a blue-haired old lady, and you're too young to, you know, for that. So learn how to laugh. Learn how to laugh at yourself, because, you know, there are going to be teens who are going to look at you and like, you're stupid. And then you're going to get hurt. So as my mom would always say, you know, make sure you laugh at yourself first so that they don't laugh at you, because you've already laughed. And I was like, yeah, mom, that never works. But yeah, being a fool for Christ and just allowing people to see, you know, the joy in you, I think that's very attractive. And it's also disarming, because a lot of people, I guarantee you, like the new people who come to Boundless the first time will see Catherine and they're freaked out. It's like, she's too overboard. But then we'll meet like Marley, and Marley's like, oh yeah, come on, she's just weird. I'm like, okay, I was just feeling...
I'm super worried too. So. Yeah, and I'm full of tattoos. The opposite effect happens with me with the youth. They look at me because I have two full sleeves and they trust me. But then, like yesterday, I went with our other person who teaches third year confirmation, Miss Kiara. We went out and we drove out to all of our students, and we dropped off bags for them because they can't have a retreat with us in the mountains this year. And I was wearing a dress with my tattoo showing. So when we rang the doorbell, they were like scared to answer the door to me. All the parents, they had no idea who I was. They looked at me like they didn't trust me. But the kids saw me and they were just so happy to see me. So yeah, I got the opposite effect. It's the adults that don't trust me. It's the kids that do. So
she's the cool one, mom. Can't you see her sleeves? That's super funny. That is super funny. So you guys started, by the way, Bethany, I'm still going to roast you. 12 years old. You sure? But you're a psychologist. You're a psychologist by profession. You know, how does that help you with, you know, with having to deal with these three? does she like psychoanalyze you guys? You know?
Thank you, Jesus. No, she doesn't. That's why we love her.
She's writing notes on the side.
Yeah.
Andrew's behavior today.
I think the thing that helps is that Bethany realizes there's no helping us, so she doesn't try anymore. She just is kind of along with us.
Jesus has the wheel.
Yeah.
She basically meets with you guys. Oh, Jesus, I trust in you. but Andrew, you're the only male in this group, or are there more males in?
Well, I mean, I'm the only male that's here tonight, I guess. But no, there are more males in the group. Absolutely. You know, we've got some great guys that come and join us. You know, again, you know, when they're free, we get a pretty good, you know, mix of you know, a lot of people that. You know, single or courting towards marriage or, you know, married couples. And, you know, it's just kind of fun to hang out with whoever shows up.
So would you say that you guys, Boundless would you say it's a hangout, or is it a gathering? It's a place to be Catholic. I mean, what is it, about Boundless that has just attracted you? I mean, I'm not from your area, but I'm attracted mm-hmm. to say, you know, I remember meeting you guys and I was like, well, when's your next, you know, adoration? We'd like to go. And then we couldn't because the virus came and you guys weren't having it anymore. But we literally wanted to go because you guys said that you had food. And we were going to go for the food.
That's such an important element. It started with our understanding of youth ministry is that if you provide food, you will get high schoolers to come. And it turns out that college age adults and adults with young families, they show up for food as well.
If you can, they will come.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just what and they love nachos.
Right.
It's like, hot Cheetos.
It's like cheese. Andrew is over there with, you know, and you guys ask, so what do you have in your bag? And it's like, three fish.
Yeah.
And five loaves.
Pizza.
And Bethany's, that'll work. And Bethany's over there multiplying loaves and fish. And people came. But, you know, it is true that I agree with you that when you have food, it's kind of like the ultimate icebreaker. You know, come, we have food. Okay.
Yeah. Table fellowship. Jesus told us to do it. It works. He's right. You feed them, they'll stay.
So in your meetings, is it people who are single, people who are awkward, people who are married and they bring their children? Is everyone welcome? Do you have like a babysitting area or do you have like a corral where you just dump all the kids and it's like, we'll pick this one up later. Is this one yours? Yeah, that one's mine.
All are welcome. I mean, I call them, the babies are the boundless babies. That's what I call them. Everyone is welcome. That's what I love about it. You can be awkward. I mean, I think I'm awkward and single. So I think I help attract the awkward single people. And so no, everyone's welcome. And I think this is what's awesome about the facilitators is that we're just open, you know, to anybody. Like, it doesn't matter. Come as you are.
So what's
all of our kids know each other.
That's one thing that I do love and appreciate about Boundless, because I've noticed, like, for example, like I'm single right now. I am discerning, you know, either religious vocation, single life, or even marriage. You know, I don't know which one of the three, but I just feel like God put in my heart, just be open to any of the three, because it's going to be one of those. You just don't know yet. But one thing I will say that I love about Boundless is how welcoming Boundless is to people with families, because I've noticed, like with my other friends outside of the ministry and church, how when they have their children, they're very kind of like, oh, can I bring my child? Can I bring my kid? They're kind of wary, you know, because in some spaces, people with kids are not welcomed, you know? And I'm not just necessarily talking about like within our church or, you know, it could be within our church or outside. And so I love that Boundless provides that space where you have kids, you have families, bring them, because you know what? Bringing them in the faith starts when they're young. You know, you don't necessarily start them out when they're older. You know, I know even though I was born into a Catholic family, like I have two aunts that are actually religious sisters. They're Carmelite sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles. You know, you would think like, oh, then they must be brought up in the faith. That wasn't the case, because actually, like the thing that kind of intimidated me too of approaching Boundless was I was going by myself. Like I knew no one prior to Boundless. I just kind of like put myself out there. I was like, God, I'm so scared, but I'm gonna do it, because I think this is a necessary part of me growing my faith and meeting other people who are like-minded in the faith. And I can, at the same time they help me grow in my faith, I can also help them grow in their faith and just, you know, continue to evangelize and grow this ministry.
So who was the first person among you guys who welcomed Crazy Catherine? Who first?
I feel like
her?
I always knew who Catherine was. Like I would see her at masses.
Yeah, she was the loud one, right? At the mass.
She's quiet singing, at mass. She is serious, really? Quiet.
Are you serious? I pictured her as the one sitting right in the front, singing off key, but totally enjoying it, and the choir giving her the looks.
No, you cannot push her. She will not move. Like she is in the zone when she is in church. You cannot.
And I'm actually in the choir, in the Spanish choir. I have to go to Spanish mass too. So that's one thing that I love. And the reason I go to Spanish mass, I mean, I could go to English mass, right? But At the time when I first joined the Spanish choir was I was teaching a dual immersion program in San Bernardino. So I would teach in Espanol. So it was important for me to upkeep with my Spanish, because it's kind of hard when you transition from like maybe speaking English most of the time to like, okay, now I'm going to teach Spanish, which is like a whole different, or teach in Spanish, which is a whole nother level. And I feel like when I attend the Spanish masses and participate in Spanish programs, it really challenges me like in that way. And so it was super helpful. Like I appreciated that part of it. And I still do. So even though I'm not teaching right now, I still like, for me, I feel like God talks to me a lot in Spanish.
So I was actually thinking that you went to the Spanish and then you went to the English, so that you were like, hey, you know what? According to the rubrics, I can receive Jesus twice in one day. So I'm going to get a double dose of Jesus. And that's literally what was going through my mind.
Like, there should be a warning with that, because like the times where I've received Jesus twice in a day is like drinking a Red Bull to me. Like I feel like I'm awake in the middle of the night for no reason. Like I don't know what it is.
He wants to talk to you in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Like you got stuff to do. Get up. Open the Bible.
Listen to the word. Listen to the word. But you know what? Someone gave me advice one time, you know, because I was forever trying to learn Spanish. You know, I took 3 years of Spanish and only learned how to cuss. But but I was really, and Father Brendan said this is how he learned Spanish and how he can maintain Spanish. He watches the telenovelas.
Yes.
And I was like, well, that doesn't work for me. And he said, no, you have to respond back. And I was like, respond back? It says you have to play a part. And I was like, Father, I've watched those telenovelas. It's like that just ruined my image that you were playing the male part.
You got to learn the theme songs in the beginning. That's how you learn. The songs in the beginning.
So I would watch these and I would try. And I was like, no, I just sound ridiculous. It's a... And I've literally purchased so many apps to try to learn, but that the difference, I think that the hard thing with me trying to learn is that I'm Filipino and a lot of words are in Spanish and mm-hmm. we pronounce it well, and so but we can't understand a word of it.
Yeah.
So when you use these apps, you get away with pronouncing it correctly, and then they pass you, but you don't know how to actually. You don't understand it, so it's hopeless. I just told him, you know what, I give up.
You know it a little bit. You know you can yeah. you could pass in Mexico. With,
I could. I can order some beers.
If you're Spanish, yeah, you're fine. Right. You're totally fine.
See, this is what I love about young adult ministry, is that we could talk about beer.
Someone yeah. asked me the first time, "How old are you when you had your first drink?" I said, "I was 7 years old when I made my first communion."
Love it. And man, it was bloody.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody.
It was intense. I love this conversation. You guys like, literally make someone feel welcome. And my wife just walked in. So you want to say hi?
Hi, wife.
Hi, Catholic mom. Hi.
She's giving me that look. So yeah. You want to join us? This is on the podcast. You're being recorded. Nope. She's like, nope. She's going to go back and sing those Disney songs. With my crazy two daughters. But
Earlier you asked us how like our nights usually go. This is like our typical nights. Like, you know, we finish, like if we have something planned for that evening, we wrap up the event and then we just stay on and just talk like this for, I don't know, hours at a time sometimes. I think some people have stayed till like 10 or 11, you know, just talk about whatever might be on our minds at that time.
We also start really late too, like we did today.
Late. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm late.
Oh, no, girl. No, you're fine. This is typical for us.
Marley,
we
was should so
have warned Arnell first.
I was literally worried that I was going to be late. So I opened the room at 7:15 and I'm like, just in case, you know, and then it logged me out. And so I was like, oh, you know what? the invitation I put is 7:30. So I'm just going to keep it on until 7:30. And then I'm like, do they know that it's 7:57 already?
I feel terrible now.
And so, so I'm like, do I text them? And then you got on and I was like, oh, cool. They are coming.
Terrible.
So
right before this, I think I went to go ask my mom something because I didn't want to forget. And it was like already, I think like 7:45, 7:50. So it was so funny. I scared my poor mom on accident. I was like, mom, and she gets up all fast. What? I was like, oh, nothing. I'm sorry, mom. I just wanted to be silly and ask you something really dumb. She's like, ah, you woke me up from a good nap.
Your I'm mom's so like,
sorry, too. What's I'm like a mess right now. I'm baptizing my daughter next Saturday. And I feel like in a Mexican household, that means like, who's making the dress? Who's getting the shoes? Who's making the food? And I feel like very stressed out right now with that. So it's a lot. Sorry.
You know what? I have something like 50 something godchildren. And for some reason, at one point in my life, I got really popular as a choice. And it was in the Philippines that if the boy was a male, you were responsible for getting the clothing or whatever. But as the godfather, your sole job was to make sure that there was enough beer. And I was like, you know, and when you're in college and you're becoming a godfather, I was like, I'm cool with that. It's like,
that's a good job. It's an easy job.
Yeah. I got that. I got that covered. You know, keep it flowing. Yeah. It's like, you know, pray to Jesus. Hey, you know, here's a couple of jars, you know, leave the best wine for later. Anyway.
Save the good beer for later. You know, that's how it works, later. I think.
Yeah. Unfortunately, all the beer in the Philippines was San Miguel. So it's like, keep it flowing.
It makes you think, like, if Jesus were here now, if, like, he would take one bottle of IPA and, like, turn it into, like, a barrel, you know? Would he use beer instead, you know?
So there's going to be a rush of people coming to Boundless thinking that what you guys provide is IPA beer. Yeah, and it's going to be one of those where it's like, wow, we have, you know, a couple of the people are like, so we heard you guys have beer.
We got communion wine.
Exactly.
Come to mass with us.
Right. And so you guys are saying, you know, after one of your nights, you know, you guys basically chill and you hang out and you guys talk to each other. And that's basically what a lot of your ministry is fellowshipping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And you guys are really close to Cal State San Bernardino. So do you guys literally have like people who wander and say, hey, you know what? I'm from out of state, looking for a Catholic church. We just want to hang out. You know, is that something that happens?
I wish.
You know, it happens, but not as much as I think we would want. The one thing is, Cal State does have a very strong Newman Club going on, mm-hmm. and so you know, they're able to minister to a lot of the students there in that way. But we've had a few that, you know, as they're living on campus and whatnot, they've found their way down to our parish and down to our nights. And, you know, so there's a little bit of the crossover. A lot of it, we get the college kids who are home on the weekends, you know, they still come. But, you know, we always have the invitation out for any of the events that we do.
Cool. So how do you guys promote? How do you do the invite?
We have our social media platforms. On Instagram and Facebook, and I blow up people's DMs like crazy. So if you ever receive a Boundless DM,
girl.
Also, Miss Kathleen sends out like hundreds of texts to people. And yeah, that's our way of promoting. Sometimes we get like responses like, who are you people? And why do you keep texting me? Because numbers change. And
yeah. So true, that did happen before.
Yeah, I have that problem too when I do the same thing. But you know, I always laugh because, you know, if I sometimes think, well, Jesus came at the wrong time. Yeah, you know, he should have came around this time. Because can you imagine Jesus Catholic Twitter, Jesus Twitter, you know, Jesus Instagram, Jesus on Snapchat, you know, just evangelizing the world. Yeah, he could have reached so many so quick. Anyways, that's how my mind works in a tangent. But hey, guys, I got to go and do, I got to thank one of our sponsors. So I'm going to do a sponsor episode. I mean, what is that? Not a sponsor episode. I got to go on a break to thank one of our sponsors.
Thank you, sponsor.
That's right. Yes, so guys, I know that anyone now can take pictures and blow them up, but there's something about having a professional photographer take them for you, process them, give you a final product that you would be happy to share with friends and family. Aneri Photography. That's A-N-E-R-Y Photography. If you want your memories to last a lifetime, then have your portraits, quinceañera, weddings, debut, baptisms done by Aneri Photography. Oh, they also have a photo booth. Aneri Photography is for you. Contact them at 909-904-2394. That's 909-904-2394. Aneri Photography has been a longtime supporter of This Connected Podcast. Call them and tell them This Connected Podcast sent you. So that is our plug for Aneri Photography, guys. It's like, oh, look at that. You're taking a picture.
Yeah, I was taking a picture. Sorry.
So, yeah, I love Aneri Photography. They've been like supporting the podcast, actually supporting the ministry. Every time the ministry needed a photo booth, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll bring it over. I'm like, okay, thank you. It's like, sometimes, you know, sometimes people will support you, you feel guilty for asking them, and then you find out how much actually it would cost if you had to pay it, and you're like, oh no, guilt's gone. So guys, we like in these A to Z episodes, we like to play a couple of games. You know, since you guys are the letter G, I'm going to give you guys 15 seconds to name as many words that start with the letter G. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Set. Andrew's already scratching his head. He was like, it's like, ready, set, go.
God.
Great.
Guadalupe.
Green.
Jinx.
Group.
Time.
Wop.
Time. We got time. That's it. You guys got four. Like literally, God, great, Guadalupe, and of course the Irish guy says green.
I'm wearing a green shirt. It kind of jumped out at me. I don't know.
Wearing a green shirt. He's Irish and he says green. But you know what? I'm sorry, buddy. Celtics lost.
That's okay. I'm here for the Lakers.
We're a Laker group.
You better be, or Chris will throw you out.
He kicks us out of the call.
But anyways, you guys picked some great words. God, you know, great God, Guadalupe, and all revolves around, and green, you know, ordinary time, all revolves around the liturgy. You know, it's everything's there. There's not much to talk about because we've already talked a lot about God. I love the fact that you guys are so Eucharistic centered. You know what Bethany said, you know, the whole thing revolved around this adoration. So I'm really glad you guys do that. I can't wait for you guys to actually do this live again so that we can go swimming at Andrew's pool. Self-invitation. It's like we don't even know where he lives.
So. Bethany.
I forgot to ask you guys, what are some of the highs and lows of ministry?
I think there's some interesting things with it that definitely go into like the highs and lows, just that come with living and figuring out what being an adult is in, you know, in these modern times. Because a lot of us struggle with, you know, issues of thinking that, you know, maybe we're not fit for this, or maybe we're not the right person for this, or even just ministry itself can be really difficult at times. And some of that comes with, you know, we're also figuring out what do I want to do with my life? What am I, you know, being called to, You know, am I going to be, you know, a good husband? Am I going to be a good parent? You know, like all of these questions. And, you know, something that, that I've struggled with you know, I know some of the rest of us have as well, is just even the lows can come in terms of like time management and feeling like you're not dedicating enough in the right ways. And so that becomes, you know, a constant struggle, that little, you know, nagging voice of, you know, maybe you should be doing more, or maybe you're not doing enough. And so why do it at all? So I think that, you know, is a low part of the ministry, or being a minister, you know, is that feeling that you're not doing enough. But then you have those moments, those beautiful moments of just sitting in adoration, or getting to talk to people afterwards and realizing that, you know, it doesn't really matter what I do. It just matters that I do it. And that in and of itself is good. And, you know, to have a good group around you that kind of remind you of that, that's been something that I've really enjoyed experiencing over the last few years, and hope to continue, you know, as we keep growing.
Wow. I agree.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Sorry, I guess I shouldn't have started with that one. Bethany's, we need to start with something else.
Oh, I have tears. I'm crying.
Bethany's like crying.
Tears over there, Bethany. Like, wave it off. You know, it's like my mascara's going.
Preach, Andrew.
But that's great. You know, you guys have such a wonderful and beautiful community. And it shows, you know, it shows the diversity here, of the people in your young adult ministry, how you guys have grown. I'm just so amazed. This is a beautiful podcast listening to you guys. So I'm going to drop a challenge on you guys. You know, we got to do the Catholic challenge. Yeah. And so here's the Catholic challenge. The Catholic challenge consists of four categories of which you will have to respond to. You will have 30 seconds to name as many of the items of these four. And they are, the categories are Word Up, Keys, Holiness, or Queen. So, which do you select?
I want the Word Up.
Word Up.
Right. Word Up.
All right. Our Lady of Assumptions, Boundless, chooses Word Up. So the current record holder, CSB St. Paul, they were able to name 13. Okay? So in this challenge, Word Up, you are in 30 seconds to name as many, let me get my clock going here and put 30 seconds on the clock for you guys, to name as many books of the Bible as possible in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready, set, go.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Gospel according to Matthew, the Gospel according to Mark, Luke and John.
Ruth, Book of Ruth, Book of Jesus, Esther.
Wisdom.
Proverbs, Psalms.
Ecclesiastes.
Deuteronomy.
Isaiah.
Ezekiel. Acts,
Revelation.
St. Paul's letter to the Romans, to the Corinthians, to the Thessalonians, to the Galatians.
I know Bethany like ministers the words, and she should know all of them.
Time.
Letter to St. Peter.
The Ephesians, the Philippians.
Time. Oh, yes. Okay, guys, stop. You guys had so many out there.
We went too fast.
You literally, you have 26 books, so you blew CSB St. Paul out of the water with their 16. So you guys are currently the champions here. You are the bearer of the word. So you got Word Up. If nobody else beats you, you are gonna get that title after the 26th episode. So, you know, yay. Marley over there started spurting out the Old Testament, starting with the Pentateuch. I was like, oh, she's gonna go all the way straight through to 73.
I know Bethany, like Bethany's been reading our masses forever, so she should know all of them. Like, I know she's been reading them for years.
Yep. And then, you know what? I always love it when people say, it's like, oh yeah, first, second, and third Peter. first, second, third. John. So you got six right there.
Oh, but yes. No. For a second, okay, I didn't do it, but I always have, I don't know if that's the reason why, but I always have my Bible next to me. And the other one is opened up, but there's always like a Bible here. But I was like, no.
She was so tempted.
I almost felt like the spirit went.
She was so tempted, but she was like, oh, I don't have the tabs on them.
I don't have. But I will say this, like, there was a time where it was kind of hard for me to find like the readings, you know, like people tell you, oh, go to like, I don't know, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 20 or something, right? It was kind of difficult for me to like find it, but now I think maybe because I'm more comfortable with it and use it so much, it's like, oh, where is it? Oh, it's over here. You know, it's not that hard to find.
Hasn't it become fun though? Hasn't it become joyful when you finally figure out how to use the word?
Yes. Amen. I love it. And you know what? I've met so many people who feel, actually they feel kind of intimidated to use the Bible because they're like, I don't know. You know, they feel like they can't. But when you, like you said, like when you kind of guide them in that way or give them pointers, it's so beautiful to see them like, oh my gosh, I found this. You know, I love seeing people fall in love with the word of God.
Yeah, it's like when sometimes you mention it and you start citing scripture and chapter and verse and people look at you and they say, what faith denomination are you?
I always ask about the book of Ruth and Esther because that's how I can tell. I'm like, oh, have you, what's your favorite book? Mine's Ruth.
Like, oh, you're Catholic. It's funny because then they ask you, oh, what church do you go to? And you say, you know, like for me, it's like St. Mary's. And then they give you that second look and they're like, you're Lutheran?
Worship Mary.
Yeah, and then you're like, no, I'm Catholic. And then their second response is, but you know scripture. I'm like, yeah. Catholics read scripture. So
it's the basis of it. Besides love, you gotta read it.
Yeah.
Read it. Yeah, I love that. So guys, as we end this podcast, you guys have anything more to share? I mean, you have so much.
We meet every Tuesday at 7 o'clock on Zoom. Follow us at OLA Boundless on Instagram and then OLA Boundless on Facebook. We would love to see you.
We don't mind your dogs or your children. Please. Bring them. Our houses are loud.
Yep. They have a corral they have a corral for the babies and then they have a lawn for the animals.
Yeah. Well, please join us. I know like right now, from time to time, you know, some of us might, like Bethany, for example, she might do like a Divine Mercy chaplet or the rosary, you know, it just depends. And we try to do that on live, or she tries to do that on live through our Instagram account, and it's awesome. So
yes,
with you. And if you have any prayer requests, please send them our way because we love praying with and for you.
Send a DM. They actually do. We'll mention the prayer. Love it.
You know, I think one thing that we almost forgot to mention is that like once a month we also do an art night. So if you're artistically interested, you know, come hang out and we'll either paint or do a rosary craft or something like that. So we've always got something new.
That's amazing. Yeah. What's a rosary craft?
Oh, we like strung together our own rosaries while praying and sharing. And so we had like a Marian theme.
Super cool. And for you young adult ministers out there, just coming to learn the tips, this is what I tell people to go to each other's young adult ministry so that you can learn what other people are doing and bring it home with you. You know, it's just, there's beauty in sharing not only the faith, but on things that you're doing. So if you are a young adult minister and you want to learn some things of what Boundless Young Adult Ministry is doing, go check them out. Follow them. Invite yourself. That's what I do. Self-invitation to Andrew's pool.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how it's going to work.
Yeah. Shameless,
so we invite you. So.
Shameless invitation.
We can't wait to do Eucharistic Adoration again with all of you. So whenever that is. So hopefully by now we'll be doing it, hopefully.
We have a lot of beautiful musicians. So come sing with us and pray with us.
That is so true. You guys, by far, I would say, are one of the churches that I follow, that your music ministry is amazing. Truly, when we listen, their angelic voices, there's something about hearing praise and worship done the right way that leads you closer to Christ. It's amazing. You guys do a wonderful job.
That's them. And Bethany, sit back and listen.
Bethany is the one that controls everything, though.
Yes, really.
She's that puppet master. Well, it's been wonderful being with you guys. You know, it's like we could, like as you said, we could talk forever, but you know, all good things must come to an end. I'll have to say is thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm sure that our listeners are going to totally appreciate it. Hopefully you get bombarded with calls and people coming. And if not, they're a bunch of losers.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having us here. You know, we love sharing, you know, our ministry with others. We just want to bring others to Christ, you know, and following in the example of St. Thérèse de Lisieux, you know, following the little way, bringing everyone to Christ, because it's just so beautiful to share
we
this.
We want to be saints in Nikes.
Right. And a hoodie.
And a hoodie.
You guys are such an eclectic group. It's so beautiful. And so what I have to say is that's all we have, fam, for this episode of This Connected. As usual, we pray this episode connected and the people who are on our podcast, OLA Boundless, connected with you. If it did or didn't, because Catherine was just laughing too much, please send us your comments to our email at catholic.dad50@gmail.com or DM This Connected Podcast on Instagram. As usual, please subscribe to the podcast on any of the many podcast platforms out there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, give us a rate and review. That really helps, guys. That really helps in the algorithms to get our content out there. And yes, don't forget to donate to support the podcast and its mission to support the needs of youth to remain strong in the faith. Just go to our bio on Instagram. There are links there on how to let go of your money for a good cause. So, as usual, we always end it this way. Remember, friends, live a life of holiness. We'll be praying for you. Please pray for us. And most importantly, be blessed and be third.
Different points of view and highs and lows, a new perspective everywhere you go. Open up your mind, drown out the noise, and see if this connected. See if this connected.
Attention passengers, we've now reached our destination. We hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.
And that's all she wrote. But I gotta take a picture. So
okay.
This is going to go on our thumbnail. So as Marley was like, let me get my good side on there.
Let me show my tattoos. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it.
You should.
Okay.
It's really important for people to, it's an item for conversation. And, you know, as I said, this is such an eclectic group that people need to see how diverse our church is and how diverse our community is and how much God loves each and every one of us. Right. So where'd Bethany go?
Bethany, come back.
Come back, Bethany. We're taking a picture.
My bed. It's a mess.
Aw. It's perfect in there. Bethany, what?
She's like, this is my bed.
Bedroom is packed. Just what this is.
Okay, you guys ready? On three. One, two, three. Okay, something a little bit more crazy because it's like it's almost like stiff. One, two. Something more holy.
Oh
no, just kidding. Ready, one, two, three, whatever your pose you want. One, two, three. Hey, can't see me on this side. I just keep taking pictures. There you go. All right, thanks guys for coming on. I wish we did record the Andrew, can we get that in, by the way? Can you ask your wife to do that? And so I could like
the sound bite.
Yeah, I can do that as a sound bite.
Let me see. Let me see what she's doing.
That was hilarious.
We'll put that at the very beginning. Andrew.
That's so hilarious.
She's putting the baby to sleep.
Oh. All right.
No yelling at this point.
You gotta keep the baby asleep.
He's like keeping his voice down. He was like, I'm praying for a miracle.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I'll keep in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
This Connected Podcast is brought to you by The Cabin. Want to get away and get some peace and quiet and rest? Yes, rest, but not too far away from home or the city? Want to experience a true log cabin feel in the mountains? Well, I have the recommendation for you. The Cabin is a 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath that will do just that. With a beautiful wood fireplace lit and a glass of wine, you are sure to relax. With easy access from the main highway, private parking, easy access with stairs to the entrance, fast Wi-Fi, a full-size kitchen, and all the essential amenities will make your stay a memorable experience. This cozy log cabin was built in the early 60s with its original wood fireplace and a newly transformed deck with beautiful views of the San Bernardino Mountains. So, book your stay at the Cabin in Running Springs, California. The Cabin, located in the San Bernardino Mountains, is a beautiful place to see the beauty of God's creation. I have known the proprietor of the Cabin for many years. She has always supported the youth and young adult ministries of her community, as well as this podcast. Check out The Cabin on Instagram at TheCabin2021. Again, that's at TheCabin2021. TheCabin2021.